The new political party, Sustainable New Zealand, thinks they have what it takes to be the next minor party in Parliament with a simple approach to politics. The party's leader, Vernon Tava, told supporters at their launch over the weekend that the party will be pro-environment, science and business. But some political and environmental leaders feel the party may be too niche to get a foothold. Political reporter Charlie Drever was at the launch and filed this report.
Sustainable New Zealand's policies, like giving conservation a $1 billion funding boost, were met with applause at the party launch at Zealandia in Wellington. Its leader, Vernon Tava, says it's possible to be pro-growth and for the environment.
Our approach is to work with business to innovate and to correctly price what have always been known as externalities by the economists. We will work with, rather than against, our farmers and industry. To really make a difference, though, rather than shuffling the same money around in different ways, we need to make more money. And to do this, we have to innovate and increase our productivity.
He says, unlike the Green Party, they don't have alliances and will work with any party. He says Sustainable New Zealand's approach at the negotiating table will also be different.
When we sit down at the coalition negotiating table, we have a list of 10 priorities. 8 to 9 of them are going to be environmental. The others are going to be part of the, you know, relating to the economic transition that we need to make to support those environmental goals. And that's the difference.
But the Greens seem unfazed by a potential rival. Its co-leader, James Shaw, declined an interview, but in a statement, the party says the teal vote is minuscule and will only take support away from National. The former Green MP, Kevin Haigh, who spoke to RNZ as Forest and Birds chief executive, says more voices protecting the environment can only be a good thing. But he thinks the party might struggle to get a coherent message through.
Much of the destruction of the environment has been the result of commercial exploitation, and it seems like their economic policies may not be ones that would actually change that. So we look forward with interest to see what the whole suite of their policies might be.
Kevin Haigh says focusing the majority of their policies on the environment could place them at a disadvantage too.
If they say they're just going to have environmental policies, that is going to make them pretty much a lame duck within Parliament. You know, it's on most issues, if they were in Parliament, if that was their stance, then they're going to have nothing to say. And if they have nothing to say, then they're not going to get reported. And if they're not reported, then they'll have no profile.
Meanwhile, Labour's 2020 campaign chair, Megan Woods, says Sustainable New Zealand's launch shows that National still has a big strategic dilemma around a lack of coalition partners. However, she says Labour is still yet to discuss if they would work with the party in the future. From Parliament, for Morning Report, Charlie Drever, DNA.